This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And our Paddler's Report each week is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You talk about a place for stocking stuffers of all sizes. You can find it all, the outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle used in the local area, paddle, sports equipment, kayaks, accessories for the paddlers. You can also check into the fly tying and fly fishing classes that they'll organize. I'll let you know when the next one's coming up. In fact, they are a fly shop specialist. I don't know of any place else you can find as much variety in gear and baits and lines and accessories for the fly fisherman, too. It's at No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them in Metairie, 1926 Airline Drive. And joining us with that report is Lance Burgess. And, Lance, I guess this is kind of the weekend a kayaker would look for. Light wind, strong tide, and cool water in close. Man, it looks like the stage is set. What can you tell us as far as suggestions?
Well, there's no doubt about that, Don. Thanks for having me. And, you know, we got a chance to go out. The boys are out of school on Wednesday, so we made a quick trip on Thursday. One of the challenges right now at this time is just low water conditions. A lot of the bays had beautiful, clean water. You could see oyster shells and just great water, but it was just low. And that's tough on a kayaker. So that's the challenge right now. You have a low tide during the morning fishing windows, but the opportunities are to go to some of those roadside areas and places you could put in and get access to deeper canals pretty quickly. And we're all familiar with the Highway 1 spots. You know, I'll say Hopedale has been a hot spot. Obviously, that deep water at the dam is providing a lot of areas that kayak fishermen can access quickly and fish. And, you know, I know some buddies that have been down there and just really having a good time, both in the lagoon and in and out of the canal towards the Mr. Go. Unfortunately, the reports for Sycamore Point and Highway 1 and the bays have been kind of the same, you know, really slow, tough bites. So I would encourage kayakers to find that deeper water and, you know, really fish the bottom and take their time and trim down their tackle and do other things in the winter that we do to have success.
What seems to be the problem over there at Sycamore Point? Is it a lot of muddy, dirty water coming down the river or what?
You know, it's not the dirty water. It's just the lack of bait and the lack of and the lack of predator fish right now. It's kind of interesting that it's not better. You know, this is usually a really nice time for Sycamore Point. Pretty easy fishing out there. But some of the guides and some of the guys I know that fish that area have just not had a lot of success in and around the marina there. They've had to go a little bit further, and once you extend out and get range like that, kayaking kind of comes off the table.
What is a good, fairly inexpensive piece of equipment that someone would give to any kayaker? They may not know exactly what they do, but they know they fish out of a kayak. What would you suggest as a stocking stuffer?
You know, I heard Brendan stocking stuffer for a good boga grip, so that's always a good one. You know, a really nice pair of fishing pliers, you know. I just can't bring myself to buy a really, really good pair of Van Stahls. You know, those things are running the 300s, but a really good pair of fishing pliers, a really quality pair of snips to cut your line. And another stocking stuffer is a pair of electric battery operated sods. You know, my hunting buddies are all onto those, and you know, they got these slim batteries that charge up and their feet staying warm, and that would be welcome in the kayak for my toes to stay nice and cozy when yeah. I launch, if I do launch nice and early.
The gift of warm toes, you know, it's always better to receive than to give when you're talking about that. Those two boys don't have you out in the deer stand this morning?
They don't. Unfortunately, they came down with a little case of sore throat and fever, so they're resting.
Oh, man. They've
been resting the last couple of days, and it's just killing me that the opening weekend of their Christmas break, they're recovering. But they'll be back at it, and you know, maybe I can flip some things around with work to make a couple mid-weekday trips with them.
Yeah, they're tough guys. They'll bounce back. The timing for that is horrible. Well, Lance, you and the family have a very Merry Christmas, my friend, and some successful fishing trips and hunting trips, too.
Same to you, Don. Merry Christmas to you and yours and our good friend Chris LeCocq, all our listeners, all of our audience. So Merry Christmas to everybody, and I hope everyone enjoys the holiday season, both on the water and in the woods.
Hey, and go Tigers, huh, with a new coach.
Hey, let's go get it. You got it, Don.
All right. Thank you, Lance. Lance Burgess, one of our field reporters. All right, let me get back to our text message board before we get to our duck hunting reports, which are coming up shortly. Let's see. We've got – I had asked Karen about her name, and she said another talk show host had kind of ragged on her about that, but she said all Karens are nice, and not all Karens are typical Karens. A lot of Karens are nice, like this one. All right, she is the kindest, she says, and have a wonderful holiday. All right, we got Lafitte LT. He hoping me and all the listeners have safe and wonderful time with the family. Always remember why we celebrate this time of year. Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm glad somebody said it, Lafitte. All right, let's see. We got the Fishing Freak, 504. Merry Christmas. Staying close to home today. Fishing Lake Poncho Train, trying to get on some of them hammer specs. They are there from what I'm hearing. Good luck, and let us know if you do get them. All right, we have someone saying, great to hear you this week, Monday through Friday. Yeah, glad I don't have to do an awful lot of that. Here we go. Good under-the-weather morning from Ohio. So glad your show is a cure for what ails us. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Noel, y'all. And my hunting buddy and the owner of my dog Smokey's sister, Latte, Dean, they found a few woodcock yesterday. He's got some friends from out of town from Hawaii. They want to see what a woodcock is. So Latte and he are going to go and try to put them on one or two. Yeah, I wonder what it must be a Hawaiian recipe for woodcock, huh? And we got, the crew from Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop, where I get my ears lowered every now and then and all my hair's cut. They want to wish us a good morning and a Merry Christmas, and y'all do the same, Jason and crew. And we got the old dog checking in with a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Always looking forward to the show every week. All right, looking forward to a duck report with our friend Mike Smith. He's a Delacroix, and he had a pretty good first split. The flyover report was less than what you'd like, but it also had a little caveat in it that said some of the areas in Delacroix had heavy concentrations and others were pretty blank. We'll find out which the case is for him so far. It's early in the morning. Legal shooting time has not been going on that long, but we'll see if he's had any action. We'll do that next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.